Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching today is entitled, A Parable About Legos.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. We know we are to love God with all our heart, our strength, our soul, and our mind, and with our whole being. How can we be more convinced of this great need and privilege to love God? When we realize that God has loved us first, and that our love for God is only a response to His love for us, then anything we can do to grow in our response to God's love is a worthwhile attempt. So let's think about God's love for us in a very different way than what we are accustomed to. Imagine a boy and his father playing with Legos. They are making little figures of people and are enjoying making them. In fact, they like what they make so much that they breathe some of their own life in these creatures. They can actually walk, talk, and do what human beings can do. The parent and child actually come to love these creatures to the point where they want to share their life with them. And not only this life, but to actually live with them forever. But because these creatures are very slow to understand that they are so greatly loved, the son decides to become one of them. He takes on their limitations, and his mission is to tell the other Legos about how much they are loved by their maker, and that their maker loves them so much that he wants them to live with him forever and ever and never be separated from him. He told the Lego people that they were made because of love, and that they were given this beautiful earth and all the gifts that the earth holds for them because of love. And they were given each other because of love. This special Lego tried so hard to get everyone to believe his message. But some Legos did not believe, and they didn't want anyone else to believe him either. Even though he was arrested and tortured, he would not change or give up his message. He died to prove his message of love was true. His father let him die to prove their love for the Legos. But 3 days after he died, the father raised his son to life, and not just to the Lego life with all its limitations, but to a full and glorified life. And this wonderful, glorified Lego man came back to tell the Lego people that he still loves them and wants them to be with him forever. How marvelous is that? How could these Lego people not love him? How could they not know his great love for them and not be thankful? How could they not respond to such great love? Of course, we are those Legos. We are the ones who have received life and the invitation to share in our Creator's life. We are the ones who have the privilege of sharing God's life here in faith and are invited to live with Him forever. How can we begin to thank Him? What can we possibly do for God to show our love for Him? We have the second great commandment to help us do that. God has everything God needs, but He did tell us how to show our love for Him. He gave us brothers and sisters to love and to help when they are in need. This is how we can express our love for God. How can we not love God? How can we not love our neighbor? O Creator God, help me to grow in my realization of the great mystery of Your love for me. Help me to love you with my whole being, and help me to show my love for You by loving my neighbor. Amen.